If you're a parent or a teacher, you've heard the warnings. Beware of the chatbot, the artificial intelligence designed to answer questions, which can be as simple as, where's the nearest sushi restaurant? Or as complicated as, how does jealousy influence Shakespeare's Othello? There have been concerns, like, will kids use it to write their essays? And what if the chatbot is wrong or biased or inappropriate? Well, some educators are teaching kids how to know that. Marissa Schumann teaches computer science at the Young Women's Leadership School in the Bronx in New York. Marissa, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And we're also joined by a student, 17-year-old Jade Leone. Jade, thanks for you joining us as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Ms. Schumann, I want to get to you first. What were your concerns? Why did you decide to actually teach this?
I teach a variety of different computer science classes, and I always have felt that computer science is more than just coding. I think it's really important for my students to understand the impact that all of this technology has on society and them as individuals. And since ChatGPT is everywhere, I thought it would be kind of negligent to just ignore it. And so I started by just wanting them to understand what it was, how it could be used, some potential drawbacks. My main goal is always to have the students become more critical of the technology that is around them.
Well, and what are some of the things you've been hearing recently, you know, that have increased those concerns? I mean, we had those huge pieces from tech writers who had these conversations with ChatGPTs who took on weird personalities and started telling them your wife doesn't love you. What were you seeing?
Yeah, that was Sydney, I think, the dark side of ChatGPT. So much has come out since I've started talking about this with my students. And I think one of the really cool things is that a lot of my students have been like sending me things. I've now seen so many TikToks that have been forwarded to me about professors in different universities across the country saying you can't use it on your assignments or different ways it's being implemented.
Okay, let's bring in Jade, again, 17. When this whole thing was introduced, this notion of let's learn how to safely navigate this world of artificial intelligence, did you have concerns going in? I mean, what were you thinking?
The first week, Ms. Schumann has sat me down and she was like, okay, well, on Friday, we're going to be talking about current issues that are happening in the world that involve technology. And I sat there and I was like, huh? I thought this was only supposed to be coding. I started finding out that I was actually very interested and I started researching more. For example, there was an assignment where we were talking about a particular bot that really intrigued me in a way. And I was kind of concerned at first because I was like, we can actually be talking to a bot instead of a person. So to me, it was kind of like shocking. It was kind of new. And I kind of got scared of technology for a little bit because there was so many like things being said that I kind of took it as like, I want to know more. I want to learn more.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear that, Jade, because as you were speaking, I'm thinking, this might be scary, you know, for young people. I mean, some people, Ms. Schumann, might find it exciting. I understand you actually had a chat bot generate a lesson plan. Talk about that.
Yeah, I gave students a bunch of information about ChatGPT, and a student in reading some of the information saw that it could make lessons for teachers. So I went home. I had it write a complete lesson. I just gave it a general prompt to help me write a lesson on wearable technology for 11th and 12th graders. And it gave me a lesson. And then it told me to make slides. And I said, great, what should I put on the slides? And then I asked it to give me a script. I went through and I did this whole lesson with the students. But instead of asking them to learn about wearable technology, which I chose as the topic, I asked them to rate the lesson. I asked them to think about what was beneficial, what was not as effective. Were there any elements of like bias or any like leanings that they saw? Did they think that their teachers should be allowed to use ChatGPT for that purpose?
Well, let's ask Jade. What did you think about the way the lesson was laid out?
Well, to me, I remember that the lesson was extremely long to me. She had us do like an independent practice and a group practice, and then it kind of seemed a little off. I remember telling my friend who was like sitting right next to me, I told her, I was like, this sounds like Ms. Schumann is like a robot. Like she's just talking. It's not any emotion. It's not anything. And then another student was like, I'm not really learning anything. And to me, I kind of took it as ChatGPT is there for a resource and not so much as like a script.
Not a replacement for your human teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that about sum up what the kids thought, Mishu?
Yeah. It was really cool. Sometimes I have these teacher moments where they get it completely. And this was one of those moments.
Also, from what we're learning, I mean, these chatbots are scraping the internet to teach themselves. And you could tell a chatbot in a class to start a lesson on patriotism, and they could go to a white supremacist group.
Completely. My first instinct was actually to have ChatGPT make me a lesson on history, because I had a good hunch that possibly it would have given me a very, like, Eurocentric white portrayal of history. And I didn't do that just because my students know I love history, but didn't want to share with them any facts that were not true.
Well, in fact, you tell us about a chatbot, Tay, I think was the name, who kind of went nuts online. Jade, what was your experience with Tay?
Long story short, Tay was a bot where they had put it on Twitter in order to write like quotes and stuff. And it completely spun out of control because it started saying really biased and homophobic and racist things. And so it kind of scared the internet because it was supposed to be a friendly bot that just kind of like gave information and quotes. But then it had completely gone into this biased and racist thing.
Mm. How did that make you feel?
At first, I was like, I see the purpose. But then it also made me feel kind of like against bots in a way, because I thought like, oh, all bots were kind of going to be a failure. But then when Ms. Schumann introduced us to Ro, the Planned Parenthood bot, I kind of felt a little better because it made me feel a little bit hopeful that there was technology out there that was there to help us, although there was other technology or chatbots that were kind of just not okay.
And we should note, we've been reading about this in the New York Times, and they point out that Illinois, Florida, New York, Virginia have middle school science and humanities teachers that are using an AI literacy curriculum. And one of their lessons was bias in artificial intelligence. And it's being discovered that this artificial intelligence has a much harder time using face recognition with black or brown faces. I mean, is that one of the things you would want your students to know?
Yeah, that is actually the entire focus of our first Software Engineering 1 course, is looking at, like, how do machines learn? What is facial recognition? And because we now know how they learn, how do they become biased?
Well, and Jade, I want to ask you, I don't know if you also were in this class where a teacher showed how a chat bot, you know, artificial intelligence, thought that Michelle Obama was a man. You know, your thoughts on that?
Well, I remember Ms. Schumann had gave us an assignment to go into kind of like a website where we would type in a couple words and it would show like an image of the words that you typed in. I typed in a man at the beach. And the only thing that popped up was a bunch of white men at the beach. I kind of felt like being a brown woman in this society had kind of got me a little bit like wondrous about the type of biases that technology has today and the type of things that technology can do.
Mm. Because you didn't see yourself in,
exactly,
in the AI. And Jade, do you feel yourself being a little more untrustworthy? I mean, are you finding yourself trying to protect yourself?
Yes. Sometimes I find myself kind of stuck, whether thinking if it's real or sometimes it's not. They make those bots really great sometimes, to the point where I feel like sometimes we're talking to real people, and then we as teenagers kind of get scared because we're very vulnerable, to the point where we sometimes look at things online and don't know what we're actually looking at based off what other people say. So celebrities or people in general, people we look up to, and that can be very scary at times.
Well, you are being armed with the tools to deal with that world. That's Jade Leone. She's a 17-year-old at the Young Women's Leadership School in New York's Bronx. And we've also been speaking with her teacher, Marissa Schumann. Ms. Schumann and Jade, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.